What if you could get a ton of qualified leads for your business from the US market? Well, that's the power of a LinkedIn presence that is optimized for attracting American audiences. But if you're a European entrepreneur, there can be a hidden challenge. This is cultural differences in how profiles are perceived. Now, don't worry, we can fix this. And by following some simple steps that I'm going to take you through today, you can really transform your LinkedIn profile into an American client magnet. Now, this is not easy. I'm not going to pretend that it doesn't take work, but it is simple in the sense that there are simply some steps to follow and some tweaks to make to your profile and how you put yourself forward. Now, first of all, there are many reasons that European entrepreneurs struggle to optimize their LinkedIn profiles for the US market. This could be due to cultural disconnect. You know, European business culture in general tends to be more formal and maybe less direct, whereas Americans, especially in a business situation, often really are looking for something that is clear, concise, but also having a sort of casual communication style, and for a profile on LinkedIn, something that is very action-oriented. Another big mistake that I see, it's often there's just too much technical jargon, technical terms, acronyms, especially if these are things that are coming from your, let's say, native home market, like diploma abbreviations, school name abbreviations, things like that. That is just going to like fly over the heads of a lot of your American prospects because they're simply unfamiliar with the language and the jargon of doing business in Europe sometimes. And that can also really depend on who you're trying to attract. I mean, if you are trying to attract your peers, people who are doing the same thing as you, of course, they're going to understand the technical jargon. But if you're trying to attract clients, you might not always be speaking to a technical person. You might be speaking to, you know, the CEO, the purchasing director, who may not have that same technical background as you. So just be careful of that. Another mistake I see, understating accomplishments. Europeans sometimes tend to downplay their accomplishments, while American audiences really favor profiles that quantify success with numbers and results, where you show, I did this. This is what I accomplished. So don't be afraid of, you know, tooting your own horn, as we say in English. And sometimes I often see that there's not enough social proof. And yes, it is true that recommendations hold weight in both cultures, European and American. But I found that, you know, the European entrepreneurs, they'll be maybe less proactive in requesting a recommendation or a testimonial. They'll hesitate, you know, and I can understand that. I mean, sometimes I'm like, oh, I don't know if I feel comfortable with this, but I just know I have to do it and you have to do it. And so what will happen if you don't do that is that comparing two profiles, a European and an American, you may see many more testimonials and social proof on the American profile. And so you want to be sure that you can compete with that. Now, like I said, fixing these problems, it's not super hard. It's not difficult. It just takes some adapting and really a willingness to change your perspective and how you think about these things, which I know it's easier said than done, especially when, you know, you've spent your entire life in one culture. It's not because you hear one podcast or you watch one YouTube video that you're going to automatically change, but you can be aware of it and make a mindset shift, let's say. So if we want to make sure that your LinkedIn profile is not driving away your US clients, here are some things that you want to keep in mind, some mistakes that you want to avoid. First mistake is a headline that doesn't communicate your value. Your headline on your LinkedIn profile, this is your prime real estate, as we say in English. It's the first impression that you make on a potential client. So imagine you've got an American prospect that happens to find your profile, and they want to see something, again, that is clear, concise, and communicates clear value. So instead of a lengthy title filled with acronyms, think about action verbs and quantifiable results. For example, instead of, you know, marketing director at ABC company, try something like, you know, growth manager increased sales by 30% for tech startups that I've worked for, something like that. Simple, but super effective. And I can give you a little template. I'll put this in the notes so you can see it written out. But a little template might be job title, three areas of expertise, and then a quantifiable result. For example, immigration lawyer, USA to France. That's your job title. Your three expertise, areas of expertise, visa processing, relocation support, legal advice, and then a quantifiable result, simplifying your move with a 98% success rate. And I'll put that in the notes so you can see it. Mistake number two is just a super boring summary. This is like your bio, and it's your chance to shine a spotlight on your expertise and to really wow your potential clients. But if it's written like a boring corporate description, if it's too formal, if it has too much technical jargon, you know, your American prospects are going to think that you are boring, too formal, and it could even have the opposite effect of what you're looking for. You could appear less credible. So you want to favor a more casual, conversational, personal tone. This is really where this notion of storytelling and writing like you speak is very important, so that you're not using that overly formal language, that jargon, because again, it's a cultural difference, but this is what American culture, business culture tends to favor. Storytelling, highlighting your specific achievements, sharing some personal information, things like that that make you seem human. Yeah. And there are things that you can do. You know, think about maybe a time that you used your skills to solve a client's problem. You can tell that story. You can really, again, showcase your results. And there are some examples of really great LinkedIn summaries that I like to share to give you some inspiration. And I will, again, put the links to these people's LinkedIn profile so you can go and look at them and take inspiration. There's no right way to do this. So I won't give you a template, but I will give you some, you know, profiles for inspiration. This is mistake number three that I see. And this is your experience section, where it just describes each of your jobs, activities, or responsibilities. Now, your experience section of your LinkedIn profile, this is where you can really show off your skills, your experience, your accomplishment. But you know, when I go and I audit my European clients' LinkedIn profiles, I see that they often don't even mention their accomplishments. They really just list almost like a job description, you know, like project manager. I managed a team of 20 people. I was in charge of, you know, running five projects simultaneously. I had to communicate with headquarters regularly, things like that. That's not highlighting accomplishments. That's just a job description. And while, you know, modesty and being humble, that is a noble characteristic, you want to find that fine balance between not bragging about what you do, but also quantifying your success with numbers and results. I mean, hey, if the numbers are there, you're not bragging. You're just stating, this is what I did. Here's the numbers to prove it. I mean, things like, and this doesn't have to be money. A lot of times people say, yeah, but I worked in human resources. I didn't help the company to make more money. Well, you can quantify what you're doing in different ways. You know, if you streamlined a process that helped save the company time. Quantify that. If you helped your clients succeed at something, say how many clients, what were they able to do? If you did increase the sales for your company, great. Say how much. But you want to have some quantified accomplishments in your experience section. Mistake number four that I see, it's the language barrier. And this is not the one that you might imagine. You know, the language of business, sometimes it can be like a secret language. I mean, every industry has its own language. If you are in the legal industry, if you are in, you know, deep tech, if you are in, I don't know, quantum computing, all of these fields have their own language. That is normal. But sometimes that sort of secret language can really get lost in translation. And, you know, while certain acronyms and even certain, let's say, Europe-centric business terms, they might be obvious for you and for your peers or your clients on this side of the Atlantic in Europe, American prospects, they might have no idea what you're talking about, which means that your message is totally lost. So like I said, avoiding acronyms, avoiding overly technical terms and jargon, you want to do that because it creates a barrier to understanding. And if you're not like 200% sure that an acronym or a vocabulary term is totally transparent, you want to make sure about that. Now, how can you do that? There's a quick and easy way. Go onto LinkedIn search. Look for someone who is based in the US and who works in your field. So you're looking for a peer in this case, not a client. If you're not yet connected, send them a connection request and include a message that, you know, just says, "Hey, Christina, this may seem random, but you know, I'm a French entrepreneur trying to redo my profile to get more US clients. And I'm not sure about this term." And you would put the vocabulary that you want to check there, of course. "Can you tell me if you understand this? I know this is really random, but I just need one input from a US peer. Thanks so much. Your name." And I'll put that template in the notes so you can see that and you can copy it. And you might be thinking, nobody's going to answer this random person asking for help. Well, you may be surprised at how open and helpful your American peers are. And if you never try, you'll never know. So try it. I mean, what's the worst that can happen? They don't respond to you. I mean, that's not the end of the world. But try it. You'll be surprised. Fifth and final mistake is, like I said, no social proof. Recommendations and endorsements on LinkedIn, they are like gold stars for your prospects. They show your potential clients that you're real, that you're credible, and that you get results. And again, however, the lack of social proof could be interpreted differently in the US compared to Europe. Like I said, yes, in Europe, testimonials are important. Social proof is important. And we're seeing this more and more. But in American business culture, they carry a lot more weight. And if you don't have any, that's almost like a red flag to say, "Hey, this person, I don't know, they don't have any testimonials. Nobody's worked with them. I don't know if I can trust them." So again, it just carries a lot more weight in American business culture. So don't be afraid to politely ask your satisfied clients for a great endorsement on your LinkedIn profile. Even if your colleagues that you have worked with, ask them for a testimonial or a recommendation. And if you have American contacts, even better, American clients, ask them. They will generally be very willing to help. If you don't have any American contacts, colleagues, clients, whatever, that's okay. Ask any clients that you have. Just be sure to ask them to write it in English. And if they're not comfortable writing something in English, which I can understand, ask them to use DeepL to translate their recommendation into English. Even if it's not perfect English, it's still going to be very good and definitely good enough to make the point. And you can explain why it's important for the testimonial to be in English. The person that you're working with, I'm sure that they will probably understand. So That's all for this week. When you're following these steps and tailoring your profile for attracting your American clients, prospects, you can really turn your LinkedIn profile into a client magnet that brings you American clients that will help to grow your business, get a foot into the American market. And even if you're not specifically attracting American clients, just having this in English is going to help you to grow internationally. So it is literally win, win, win if you can do this. Like I said, it's not hard. It's not difficult. It's not complex. It's simple, but it takes work and you just kind of have to go through, audit your LinkedIn profile. We can do that together if you would like to. I'll put a link for that so you can book an appointment. Yeah, this will be the first step, let's say, maybe to really growing your business with some American or international clients. So I hope that was helpful for you. I'll put some of those templates and those examples down in the notes below this so you can go and check those out. And right now, some news from the American Market Alchemist. I'm currently working on creating a study on the state of selling to U.S. clients. This is, I'm sending out a questionnaire to entrepreneurs all over Europe to get their experience of, you know, working with American clients or trying to work with American clients. And I will publish that report at the end of April. So if you would like to get that report, get all those strategies, insights, look at what other people are charging, because we all like to compare prices, let's be honest, go and sign up to get that report. And I'll put the link for that in the notes to this video, this podcast. And even better, if you would like to help me to create that report, if you would like to participate, then when you sign up, you will be invited to fill out a questionnaire. It takes 5 to 7 minutes. And this way, I want to make sure that I have as many entrepreneurs from all around Europe as possible so that this data is really representative. And there's only one way I can do that. It's with your help. So thank you very much. I am Christina from the American Market Alchemist, and I am looking forward to helping you create gold in the US market.